Shabbos, it's a mutabakul. Of Yom and Shabbos, it's mutabakul on Sunday. And now you have two traditions, and you have Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Shem Shadol. So Yom Tov and Shabbos together is a question of the Mar. But the Yom Tov and Shabbos is traditional Achas, or what is it to do? Anyway, we have Yom Tashem and Shavuot. So it's always Mutter. Why? Because it's the first day, it seems to be probably Mutter. The first day is Yom Tov. So the second day is definitely Mutter. The second day is Yom Tov. And if the second day is Yom Tov, so it's born Erev Mutter. It's always Mutter. Except for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Beit Shemol the Bezeh, the Asur. Why? Because it's a Bezeh. Right? So somebody asked the question, they said, why is it Mutter? It's Mutter on the second day, Yom Tov debates are why? Because it's a Suffolk, right? When you see the Yom Tov Sheni, when you got the Suffolk, you see there's a Vadai. Because you need Brachas, and there's no Aloha of Suffolk anymore with the Vadai. So you treat the Yom Tov Sheni as a Vadai, so then, there's the Vadai, and so you expect the day to go. So what do we answer? We said that it was different. That in terms of the Machayev, of Yom Tov Sheni is a Suffolk. Right? In other words, on the first day, I said, why am I have to do this? That's the Suffolk. Maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow. On the second day, I said the same thing. I'm Machayev to do this, the Suffolk. Maybe it's today, maybe it was yesterday. So the Machayev is Suffolk. But once the Machayev of Suffolk is how, then the Nihur, with regard to the satisfying the Suffolk, is the Parasvarah. So the Nihur, with regard to satisfying the Suffolk, is the Parasvarah. But the Halais Chiyu is the Halais Chiyu of Suffolk. So that's why with regard to Beit, it will always be Mutter. But with regard to Beit, there's no Halais Chiyu. There's no Marashim. If yesterday was Mutter, so today's Torah. So we treat Yom Tov Sheni Shavuot as a vada. Once the Halais Chiyur takes place, we can't suffer. The Nihur is not a Nihur of Suffolk. The Nihur is Nihur of Vada. But the Halais Chiyur is a Halais Chiyur of Suffolk. Since the Halais Chiyur is Halais Chiyur of Suffolk, the base of Shemol de Bezeh will always be the Teres Bezeh. Either when they because Rada is simply because it's not an answer. The real community is just very honest. Let's say, for instance, you have Kiddush the second night, so one of us has to make Kiddush. So I'm going to say, Ramash, if yesterday was an answer, so that's wrong, not hiring you. Yeah, but if there's an answer, it's hiring you. That's it. Now you have a second of the hiring Kiddush. So if you're hiring Kiddush, then you have to do it. That's in the way it exists. So in that way, it is if it's a suffix. But then we say something about Lahadra. Right? So you say, no, once it's a suffix, whether it's higher or not, so it's a Hanukkah one, it has been noted completely as if it's a Vada. Once the Halais Chiyur of suffix takes place, we definitely have to be noted as a Vada. But with regard to this, the Halais Chiyur of suffix doesn't take place. If the suffix removes the very possibility of the issue. If it's something in Ramasha, if yesterday was an episode, it's not really, if today was an episode. So either way you go, the stuff that removes is not fear, the whole fear, what is it? Ramasha, anything with regard to the essence of the Kedush Shayyam, the essence of the Kedush Shayyam is higher than the time suffering. Once it's higher than the time suffering, then you need to go out, talking about it. The Chachamim never obliterated the suffix. That's the fact. The Chachamim would have obliterated the suffix. By the way, there was a documentary also that Yama Yosef was back in the that's what the hell, they obliterated the suffix. So, they never obliterated the suffix. The suffix is still in existence. And what you know is that the Mahayas result in the middle of the Vada of the month. Also, the Shem meant of the suffix. The Shem suffix still exists. But the middle of the middle of the Vada. If you say it's not Shem suffix anymore, then of course that's an old Vada of the Vada. No trouble, it's definitely two days younger. That is our one. If it was Vada, it would be one of the Shem. There's no question about that. If it was Vada, it would be one of the Shem. Rather would have to be an extension of the ministry. And it has to be one thing, no other way. That's the second day, what's the second day? But our argument is that the base of our training down today is at the root, at the theoretical root, lies the suffix. Since the theoretical root lies the suffix, then it will be expressed in Beit HaShemayim the Zohar. Okay, right? So now you're kind of digging a little bit into hanging out of this Rosh Hashanah thing with that. not a simple thing. It starts off with the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the Flamin of it. Which is, but in showing you how you're covering Avis Achorish Kalei Yom Tovah. What's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tovah? I mean, the difference lies in one fact. That Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tovah. And it's also that's the problem. So therefore, the Kedusha of Yom is dependent upon the Kabbalah Seidus with regard to Rosh Chodesh. Now the Mishnah says, first on the Kabbalah we ate the Chodesh, Kala Yom Kula, they kept the doing what they want. So what would they do? How would they do? What would they do? So they do like this. On the first day, in other words, on the 30th day, right? On the 30th day, they have to be knowing that they have to be knowing from the month before treated as if it's Yantif. Because maybe the Eidim will come the next day. Okay? Maybe the Eidim will come the next day. And if the Eidim came any time the next day, then they would know that it was Yantif. And then a complete venue. Questions were the most fitted by or not. But they couldn't do any malach. Couldn't do any malach. What would happen? This is a decision question. What would be the status of a person who did malach before the Eidim came? What would be the status of the Asrasa? Half is the Asrasa. That's the Asrasa. But every mitzvah that he does, you think it was not murder, but it will definitely be an issa suffer. It will be awesome in time suffer. Because if he does with it, there will be power suffer the rights and the rights of Muhammad. You will be in the right. And the right. Because maybe later it will turn out that this was very nothing. And it was, also, right? Any power suffer the rights and the rights of Makua, still in all, so then if I help her in the right and the right and the right, so it would be not a confession for the right. But still in all, the Chacham had to make a takana and it's something that we shouldn't do any malacha even before the Eidim came. Why? Because you'll never have a true maaseh. You won't have a true maaseh of truth. So even if I should say there's no violation, mid-a-raisa, there's no violation with regard to some malacha, because suffered the suffered the rights and the rights of the Kula. But nevertheless, you never have the team of saying the rights. But the team of saying the rights would be impossible unless you really have a shmisa from all malachas are violating. And this person violated the malachas and wouldn't have the team of saying. In order to enforce the team of saying, they had to be noted that they couldn't do any malachas from the night before. Okay? Now, what happened? So everything was fine. And this went along for quite a while. But then there was an incident. Tom Achnas and Shtahu or Aiden and Lobo. Aiden is a defender, a team of. When it's Talkalu, I was in the ship. This was the attempt to choose the whole Sula of Russia. Right? Now, what does it mean? So it's going to be Tom Achnas and Shtahu or Aiden and Lobo. And what did they do? Whenever the Aiden didn't come on the first day, so then the second day they don't look like. I said, that's what? They didn't come the first day, so the second day is the Chodesh Nova. Right? So, I mean, why is it that every year, what happened every year? You can't say that every year they came right away on the first day. Maybe 1 year wasn't there the first day. Okay? Unless you say, you may say that when you're sitting in the hour and sitting in the Uber. Yeah. But regardless of that, the Rambam passage, the Rambam says that the Sanhedrin knew astronomy, studied astronomy, and they knew precisely when it was shared for the Aiden of Time. And therefore, the Rambam passage is that if the Aiden, the government is one, right? The Rambam passage that if, for instance, Aiden of Time, when they came before the Maroon, they didn't know that they couldn't surrender astronomically, but they wouldn't accept the Aiden. They wouldn't accept the Aiden. That was it. Okay. So the Sanhedrin kept charts, and they knew exactly when the Levana would appear. The only thing they couldn't do was, even though they knew it appeared, they couldn't even establish the Chodesh unless they had a Gadol. Okay. So therefore, every time they would know what's going to happen. If they knew, for instance, that it's not going to, that it's not going to, they're not going to come, so they tell us what they're going to do for call. But one time they knew that what? They were supposed to be coming. And the supposed to be coming was in the middle of the funnel, was near it. And they're waiting for the Aiden. The Aiden never showed up. So therefore, what happened? The Levine said the wrong ship. The Stockwell was in the ship. I said, well, they didn't come next to Mincha, so they the whole between the Aiden, they wouldn't be metabolic in this, and therefore they'd make the Chodesh Me'uva, and therefore the first day was not Rosh Chodesh and was not Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, though, they complete the day of B'Shasha. Why? Because, even though it's not, there's no tradition going on, but they did it because otherwise, Rashi says that they'll be resolved with Shana Abba. People will say, oh, remember what happened last time? Really, we didn't tell us afraid, it didn't turn out to be out of anyway. So why should we keep on waiting? That's not happening, it's not happening out of anyway. So that's why they couldn't allow such a situation because of Amon Am. So they had to make it for fun. The first day is Rosh Hashanah. Okay? First day is Rosh Hashanah, and then the second day is Rosh Hashanah. Now, so therefore, now let's understand what happens to the Rechav. So what happens to the Rechavim? The Rechavim are the ones having in the bottom. So the outside of Israel. So they never know when the Kiddush HaChodesh took place. So ordinarily they don't know whether it's Yudale, whether it's Tetzvav, whether it's Tazayim, etc. Right? So every day is a Suffolk. But over here, what's the Suffolk? The Suffolk is maybe was the first day. That's true. This is the first day, it's not the second day. But if it's the second day, it's also the first day. Okay, because it has to be the first day. Because in order for it to be the second day, it means that the Aiden didn't come the first day, or they came the first day after Minha. Right? Now, in either event, either the Aiden came after Minha, or the Aiden didn't come at all, they still do what? they still had all the first day. Let's take no even thing the first day. Right? So what happens? They had to keep the first day. I can trust anyway. So therefore, the suffix of it, the first day, the second day, will not work as without the best. Why? Because let us say what? Let us say that the day was known on the first day. First day, we didn't have a suffix. But the second day, what's it going to say? Marshall. No, Marshall. Everyone's born yesterday. So then we're going to say what? If today's, if yesterday was Yom Kippur, if yesterday was Yom Kippur, then it's called, right? But if today's Yom Kippur, yesterday's Yom Kippur. So therefore, no, and something baked to us all anyway. So therefore, so I have to know what to do, what's up. Simple, that's what it is. Okay? Not that complicated. A lot of times, Bessie wouldn't wait for the evening at all. But still, we're going to have to keep 2 days. In other words, what I'm saying about this, do they, well, we'll see. All right, it has to do with the Rashi. But Rashi says that since, let's run the Moshe Ezra. That's a simple thing. Moshe Ezra, that's simple. In other words, so that was the question of Moshe Ezra when he came around the home of the book. So I was always on the first day, and made him always came early. Except for one time they couldn't wait. One time they couldn't wait, they had to make the Takana for Hanum. And they made the takana, and therefore, that's where they created the halacha. But you have the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and the first day also is Rosh Hashanah Medarabon. Okay? That's it. That's good. Now let's get to the. So now the question is, so what caused this whole thing? What caused this whole new formulation of the Rosh Hashanah? Was the fact that they didn't tell them for a while. What was the tell? What happened to the tragedy that day? Talko him this year. They said they won't share. I wasn't talking to him this year. The paper didn't go on. They said they want to fill it all. They said they want to fill it all. So what's the welcome in the right? You have to say it's a fill it all. You have to get them in the right. You don't have to fill it all. So it says, as a matter of fact, Rashi says, the Tumut shall be in Abayim. And now the question is, what was the Tumut? Because Machlech is in Abayim. One says they didn't say the Shir Kalita. And the other one says that not they didn't say the Shir Kalita, but what? They said the wrong one. All right? And this is not a historical Machlech. The Machlech is Allah. The Gemara later, when the Gemara brings the liars, the Gemara says, the Gemara shows it's Machlech is Allah. What's the Allah Machlech? The question is, if the Levim don't know which shear to say, what do they do? The one Mandama says they don't say anything. And the other Mandama says no. If they say, they would say shear shokhar. And the Levim didn't come yet. So which shear should they say? They should say the shear shokhar, because the Levim is chal. We're not any writers. The other one says no. That since the suffix, they don't say anything. That's the Machlech. The simple is the last question. Let me tell you the last question. The question on halacha, like what was my question, not a starving question, but the question was, what is the proper halacha for them to do? Should they not say the shir, or should they say the shir shofar? And Rashi explains, the time should be in Abayim. Why would people say, Yedim HaShirim, Shema Ha'otzo Fedim Lavo Hayom. The shir should not be Shlama, Allah Yavol V'nitza Shiruchol. And the time should shach ha'in tzofet. In the text of where Hashem may not even born in Kerem Kama Shashachar, the stuff of the Scottish and the other guys, but think we should have been to Shachar, Roshan, because the time will come on, Kama Shachar, Roshan, Shachar, Kerem Kuchasa. And we'll come to the Nabayim, think we should have been to Shachar, if I'm all the Aegean, the Kuka Chasa Shamsh, and Shachar, love, all the other my honor. All right, then it's not a establish your Aegean, so Kama Shachar gets along very well without the Shachar. And if the Aegean will come with the Nabayim, then we bring Shachar and Rashi, I mean, to make all kinds of wonders, it's a year that comes to bear buying, 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 it's a year that So it's just a terrible album, they said the wrong shit. Instead of saying Hanino or Kim Zeno, Shishon Yom. So because of this kasha, the Rambam learns that it wasn't the tilting, wasn't the shira. The tilting wasn't the problem. That was the problem. I don't know what the Rambam was about to mention. Apparently, the Rambam learns that when the Mishnah says shira, it doesn't really mean shira. It means the mantis didn't mean problem. Right? And after the Rambam, since he passed with regard to Kabbal Musa, they didn't have enough time, they weren't lucky to Kabbal Musa. So the problem of having that direction without the bonus. Okay? Now, why couldn't they be mock of the Kabbal Musa? Because they were mock of the Tamich Rabbein Rabbayim already. And once they were mock of the Tamich Rabbein Rabbayim, they then you could be mock of the Kabbal Musa. That's what the Rambam said. Okay? Tosfos, when you're sharing travel, when you say, yeah, Tosfos, that's the pastor and the minister, the lawyer, to say, I'm a top in the field. Why don't you say, they want to mock him for a muscle film, and if they mock him for a muscle film, they say, mock him for a muscle film, they say, mock him for a muscle film anymore. But Tosfos mentions, he says, no problem. Why? Because Kabbal Musa, they couldn't mock him. He says, he's off, even if they're coming. They say, well, Hashem, is in the Tosfos, but in that stage of Rabbin, of Musa, we are saying of Hashemah, or I say of Hashemah, that Allah Hashem. Okay? That's what they say. So therefore, there's no problem with the problem. The only problem was Moshiach. I have another problem with that. What's the problem with Pesach? Pesach's answer really poses another. It makes the cash that we have to listen to even more difficult. We have to touch on the most important thing with the church. Who's here? They don't want to. They don't want to come to them. What's the trouble? Right? According to Pesach's attachment, what was wrong was that they didn't have the Musa saying, yes, it's not. They could bring the Musa after you. Yeah, but still, what it's tough, right? But you're still lacking in the say of a lot of answering. So why did you want to ask to speak out of the Fiddle thing? That was not good. Why did you want to say that there's no mission with the rights of a lot of answering? How did Tosfos answer this question? See, the Rambam took Tosfos' concept so seriously that he actually changed his mind. Anyway, getting back to Tosfos. What do you say about what's the machlokes in Tosfos and the Rambam? About whether we are saved as the Musa of Gocha, we are saved as someone or not. An interesting machlokes. According to the Rambam, it's not. According to Tosfos, it is. Yeah. Why does Tosfos hold Gocha? There's one of two possible reasons why Tosfos holds Gocha. The question is, what is the essay of Hashemah? The essay of Hashemah is Allah has a problem coming, the Hitzur Allah called the Hashemah, right? So the Allah is Allah Hashemah. So is that a Allah in the problem coming, the tune in the problem coming? The problem coming up to be the last problem, or no, not a human problem, but it's the Sefer Allah and Seder Abayah. And Avodi has said that, Sefer Allah, Seder Shah, Abayah, Av Mitzaga, Seder, and Arachim, and Shmei, and Amar. With Allah in Kodim, with Allah of Seder Abayah, Sefer Allah of Seder. And then the Allah of Seder, not just Allah, you might have to bunch them, there must be a certain thing. So the question is Allah Hashem Allahim, say there are Krava, say there are Krava Siyam, so if I did it wrong, so what did I do wrong? I simply didn't follow the Seder. So the Kahanim didn't follow the Seder. But there's no lack in the Talmud. There's no lack in Talmud. Or do I say no? The Talmud is the Shabbana Bayim, Allah Hashem, meaning that's what Talmud has to be. That's the last Krava. And there's not a real problem about the Tamashabana Bayan. It's by Tamashabana Bayan. So if you say that there's something respective in Tamashabana Bayan, it's a little bit of a problem. Because what do you mean that say the Rabbin of Musa is Gocha? But the Talmud is also not say the Rabbin. It's really the only Sabbath of the same as say the Rabbin, right? So therefore, you see, take this hold that it's Allah in the Seder. Allah in the Seder. And it's mashma from Pesach, but it's not, there's no defect in the problem. It's the Osin, I say the Rabban, the Dachi, I say the Ashlama. Except Allah Ashlama. I say the Ashlama, Allah can say that. This should be the The Rambam does the hero. Because may want to say different stuff. The may want to say that even if I say that Talmud is a Russian Talmud, still the affair of Moshe and Rebecca. Why? Because in Talmud, I want to be listening to. But in the Moshe, I'll be listening to the whole practice of Moshe. In other words, in Talmud, it's in the tradition. But over here, the Talmud. But the case of this is my heart. And the big question whether you would be dochah. Would you be dochah? I mean, here's an aphasia rabbi. You're moving the camera for a way to the earth. Take it by the whole of the two interests of the way the, you know, which one's going to be more. It's an aphasia rabbi from it. It's a team of time. It's a big dochah. It's a team, I would say, it's going to be dochah from the patient. Okay, the patient's a team is clear. The Rambam says the Rosh because he action. The funny lesson, I want to say the master after the comments of Bain of Bain is with that. Reaction. It could be behold as not just Allah and Seder, but it's Allah that's Ma'akir. In other words, all the Kabbalah say, no, I'm after time between comments of Shach and comments of Bain of Bain. And after comments of Bain of Bain, it's the end of this mind of Hashem. Have no more Hashem. That's it. That's it. I face this chapter, face this where the support is up, face where the word is possible. Face this where it's possible too. What if I can say this is true? That's what they need to buy it from Professor. Face the support is up, Professor. And that's what they need to buy. It says, I said, I saw a mean man say some of this stuff. He looks at me coming and say, the Professor. So face these riots, not just some riots. It's really riots, but you know, if you could say a chapter, it'll be different. I don't know. But the Rambam said we have a problem with Pesach. It could be the Rambam hole that Pesach is different. That Pesach is a problem I call Allah. That the bonus has to be left in the two things that Pesach and Pesach and Pesach and Pesach is a welcome. It's a welcome problem too, but really it's not just a welcome problem too. It's a welcome problem too. It's a welcome problem too. What they were concerned with is that there shouldn't be a filter in the center of our. In other words, exactly. The kilkel per se, when it's talking about being the fear, it means that there was a kilkel in the center of our. And they didn't want to have a situation where there's a kilkel. That's why I have machlekes in the Gemara. What's the machlekes in the Gemara? You have machlekes in the Gemara. Tell me, you're fine. We didn't count the machlekes. What happened? They didn't say any shiur, or they said the wrong shiur. What's the machlekes in the Gemara? It's important over here. Now, machlekes are what is never going to happen anyway. The Gemara happened one time. And you have machlekes in the Gemara. Which way it happened? Which is it? So what's the shot? The shot is because since you have to avoid kilkel and I've brought in the base of midrash, the machlekes is in which way is the less kilkel. No, if I don't know which way to say, I'm better off looking at you, which is definitely I'm lacking, or I'm better off saying, Shishokol. You see? But in that case, of course, I said it here, and that case I said it here, but if it came out with my prayer, then it was definitely a wrong shit. So the point is that we cannot tolerate Shishokol when our body is based on it. That's the reason. That's why, according to those who are the Rama class of money, a case is the other machine of money. That's the French army mission. Because that's why Tasis doesn't say that the problem was with a Lea Hashlein. Because with a Lea Hashlein, it's not a kilkel. That's the halacha. Becha is a Becha. Becha and the Chus of Kippurim. The Chia, fine. The Chia is a halacha. The mechanism is not a kilkel. But kilkel? They said they weren't shiur, or they didn't say shiur, that they couldn't tolerate. So that's why, because they didn't want to have children. Mysa voted from Middash, so that's why they had to make it a kind of prayer.
Why is that children?
Why is it called children? What? It's a lacha, really, that's a more like a lacha in Tavra Middash. Depending on the situation where people know, but you see what happened, they said they weren't in the state of Middash. Many mistakes are making mistakes. We have mistakes in that way. No mistakes. Allah is phenomenal. They have. The things they have. The things they have. So therefore, they have to make it a time. If you look at the lesson of the fact that the world in the world is that when you come up on the Thomas Shah Shahan Neil Lohaya Shan Tilka. Right? Then it says later in Jameson and To emphasize that fact, if I'm in the middle of the second issue, he says, so he says, well, take me here, so you're on the chakra. We're going to come on. I will come to the rabbi, take me here. But what if I say, it's the chief of Rashi, it's only one. I can now walk around, I can decide. So what's on the second? When you think one thing on the second one, and then you see another situation in the middle of the second. That's why I want to make a little bit. Now, the history of the Echon of Mezaka, so therefore you have, after Rashi emphasized in Pesach, what's up with that? It's about Hayyam Rav. Rashi emphasizes in Pesach that the Rashi in the first Rashi, following in this year, that since they made this Tachana, Rashi says, that Mikari says, Mikari, 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 And the government said, the Surah Kashahuzu or Amincha of Namalacha, Tach Morgan is going to be the Chesha Alma, Kibas Sushan and the Chana, Kibas Gazinava, the Lamy Shaka, Shrey Valley Shant of Namacha, after 2 minutes, Kibas Matosa, Shman Nocha Chachom, Vassan Hall, Latsos, and the Voe the Mahamincha. The Hokin is around Matosa, and the Hosh Shama Shami, the Voe the Mahamincha. A late Bisha Shaka, and he can love him on the Manacha, Amina Hall. The Shaman and Tanakhol, or Shaman Kodesh. Right, okay. That's the heaven. Now, that's good. That's why, you know, that helps us in so far as we have to understand two things. One is it the basic and over the there, the sort of there. And well, this where we are. Because what? And also why you see this Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So that explains why that's from Kutlaris. Very nice. From Kutlaris. But it doesn't explain Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because that was only those days, and when did that 2 days over there? When? Only when the end didn't come. Right? Which was very seldom in the mission. But usually they didn't come on the first day, and that was it. Right? Now, Bismarck is that we're not in the Kaddish up here anymore. Now we're in the Kaddish, according to the calendar. So we know definitely we say Rosh Hashanah was the first day. That is the short term, it's the first day. But we are in Chutz La'aretz, we don't know. So we should maintain the basis in all the Bazaar, the Fuhr Bazaar, but we have to show only one day. Alright? Now, so that would seem to be that we just have one problem. But we have another problem also, right? Because the Gemara Mishnah says that in Shechor, based on you, there's Fiskin of Yechon and Zakai, so in the problem in the Shechor of Tolerance. Right? Which means to say that that what happened that there never was a case of now it's just like before the Takana. Right? It's just like before the Takana. Right? If the Eidim come on the first day, it's one day Rosh Hashanah. If the Eidim don't come on the first day, it comes out which day is Rosh Hashanah, the second day. And the first day, what would you say about the first day? The reason is because if you're going to tell me that the Eidim didn't come, so you have no clue for what? But the reason you kept the first day was because you held it was nothing. You kept it yourself, because maybe it would become nothing. But you never have shown me that you kept it because Vada. The only time you can show me you keep it because Vada is when? When the Takana was at the Eden came in the Namilchal of Myra, and then Bezdi says there was. We're not going to accept these Eidim anymore. So now we know if we're not going to accept the Eidim anymore, so we know it's not Yom Tov anymore. And so what are we doing? So what are we doing now? So we have, but now we're still going to keep it. Then you see clearly there was. Then you see clearly that it's Yom Tov B'Teras Vada. Okay? The only time that you have this phenomenon, let's say that has never occurred. Let's say they didn't even come Lacham. Alright? Let's say 1 year they didn't never come, too. What would happen? So you kept the first day. Second. But in that instance, the first day that you kept was Musafir. And it wouldn't be Kedusha, even though you kept 2 days. Because the only reason you kept the first day is because you kept on waiting for the Eidim. Then the day's over, so you kept it, that's it. But the only time you have Kedusha is when you definitely keep the first day, even though you know it's not you. Then you see the word, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Amo, Shechokha, Lapa, Pitain, Pitain, Lapa, Pitain, Anyway, now the second day is Yentif, but the second day only is Yentif. The first day was nothing. Right? Okay? That's clear from Rashi. Right? Okay. Now, when the Yechim is back, it comes into the picture. So what does he do? He's not, he says, Abba Yosef. He goes back to the original way. What was the original way? They take the Edom away. They take the Edom away, now it's like it was before. So now what happens? Taking it. But the first way is nothing, you need to keep it. Right? You top away, it's all dead. The bed is away for all dead. But even don't turn, it's the second way, not the first. But in new times, the first, not the second. Put your to the suffix. The suffix is like any other one. Right? But now the problem is when the Yechim and Zachar comes back in the picture, the whole thing's but in the middle. So now we go back to straight to the Yama. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah dates you know what the Zemetel is for, right? Simple. And that's the Gemara that we're going to build. Right? That's the Gemara. The Gemara's answer is... That's the Gemara. I'm a rabba. That's him and I'm a rabba. It's a kind of... It's kind of different in Zachar that look based in the Paris. It's not. We should call based on Negro system of different in Zachar is in the problem is of how it's probably going to do it. I'm away by a rabbi shmuel, I'm to buy a beit asura. I'm away, I'm to look another Yechim and Zakai. I found it's a rabbi shmuel. But it's more of a long dissertation on this point. It goes down to Bavim Day. Bavim Day, sorry, a whole long Now, finally, what does the Gemara say? Finally, the Gemara is an answer. Okay, we have to go through the whole, just the final answer. The Gemara says, Rafa Amar, after the Takanas have been written in Zaka the Ill of Beit Asura.
Why?
Mula more the Rabbi Yochan and Ben Zaka. We in Bo Ezim and Hamin Ha'ol and Mala. You know, I didn't know Sayon Kodesh and Ramah Ha'kodesh. See? That's a Rabbi Yochan. Now, we don't understand what Rabbi meant in Beit Asura. That's what he said. So, isn't the Yechan and Zaka in Moda? That what? But tomorrow also would be that you know the first day covers from the second day. And before that, in the mission, before the Takana, also they would know that they were knowing the. So, what does Rashi say? Yeah. Okay, so if you learn that way, that's what Rashi says. It's Rashi Layon. That's what Rashi is really saying. But Alpha got the people with Kabbalah to Farish Kalayon, and this morning, the Mordos, and the Rishon, but the Rabbi, the Macha Mincha, and the Mulasa, the Mincha, 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 but Nilo, according to Rashi, she's involved in the minimum call of my Israel gets in the second word that we can have a minimum call of my what we do. We accept the Aden, but what? We would still know it that today's Kodesh, the first day Kodesh. So if you were there, would you say, no! Of course not! So what is the Yechon ben Zakkai Hillel? The Yechon ben Zakkai said, no! He was not so double in Yosef, no? And he said that if Aden come in the minimum call of my we'll accept them. And that's it. Once it's just coming over that is Rosh Hashanah. What if it's too controversial anymore? Doesn't make any sense, right? All right. But Rashi says, no. He says, you lost the Shem Hashem, you will make what the Kohen is showing you from. Where is it? So, Kaisa spoke to Rashi, and Kaisa says the exact same time. The Kasha, when the nine way half sword is the people when you know those, the Chud, holy, you want to. How do you know where did you get this from? When came to a beit asur, the animal came to his machine, the problem called a yom, when came to show your ocean, she made yomim, and in the suffix, it's very contentious in you, the beit in the terrace. Okay, so this is right, where did you get this from? Look on the back of Mach and Zawiyah, that's not how you know what the first day. Why don't you do this? Second, the second, why did you keep the second? Why did you keep the second? Yeah, I'm sorry. Question is, why did he keep the second day? Because since he's in the Kabbalah, we ate this the first day, so then that's the first day's Yantif. There's no purpose for the second day.
What
did he do? As a matter of fact, by doing that, he's not just keeping the religion of Tachanun. The religion of Tachanun was that which day he was in, which day he was in the Rabbanon. The reason he was in Tachanun is the first day he was resting on the Rabbanon. Because this is the one with how we open, so one with left channel, and then with the second day. So the first day, the extension of the second day. And over here, from the coming back, I went to the Kabbalah region, so it was really Rosh Hashanah, the first day. So it says that the Tachana Rishana, we're not going to roll Tachana Rishana, they're what, to make a Yom Tachana? There never was a Tachana to make a Yom Tachana. It's even more difficult. There's no Tachana to make a Yom Tachana, there's Tachana to make a Yom Tachana. Because Yom Tachana was the Yom Tachana, because that was the year of Rosh Hashanah. If it means, he would have kept the original Tachana and said, all right, we can say that in the king didn't want to do the Bessie's original Tachana. That would be good. We could say something. Even though there's no reason why he had to do it, but sorry, you could say. But over here it's worse because he's not even keeping what the original Tachana was. Why? He was making actually a reverse extension. What? Yeah, that's what he said. Okay, if I take it this way, okay. Okay. Let's go first. Let's finish that. We'll come back to that. Now, the Kach Mira Kapirish Rach. That's why it says, take this as a change of vision. That's what I just forgot. It's Mila Mordis in Lobo. In other words, not, this is going to be a Zach and Mordis, or a but this is going to be a Hanan Zach and Mordis, or a Sadin didn't come the first day. That you know it what? The first day Kodesh and the second day Kodesh. That's the only problem. Okay. The only problem is, yeah, that's the only problem. So, but it's better. This is really on the way of the dark. And then the least things are lined up properly. Maybe from the first place, we took the first place, just like you went to the bottom, right? That's good. But it says, in the text says, you can come up on Tasha. Why? Look at it. Kivan Shiro Bo and Kaina Yashin Yam Yam. The law of the ocean, Alma the Sutra Akashim. Yes, no more the Hawkins. I don't know if I'll raise my son up on the floor. What is it going to make that tonight? In the yard, that's dark right away. The boy was so strong to get a couple of people. There's enough time to sit down and have the bed and sit down and have a little. We come from the home office of Mount Malacca, but it's so much time to be in the water. Right? The law of your ocean is figure the same from the Malacca. Alma de Kusha Achas means that. The Hodama students in the cabin of the Dutra and Kola Yom, Hainu Hecha de Bo Eden de Yom, O Kodam, the Hainu Bain de Yom, O Kodam Mutha Ola Acha, O Kodam Mutha Ola Acha, Miyad. All right? So what is that, Jesus? Okay, so you should have the possibility before the concept. So that's the case, so why don't you have the possibilities before the concept? You know what I mean? Why don't you have the possibilities before? But this one is like a human master of the ability of the ocean. So what's that mean? Right, you know what I mean? Now, page 15 is like this. Nothing else. Question is, definitely? No way. What happened was like this. That before the FNC was a historical fact, it acted like a meeting. But it never happened. Okay? Since it never happened, so they never made a tachana for that continue. Right? Now, originally when the Asian, originally this has never happened, so they didn't have any problem. They didn't know it came on time, and there was a parish that was younger. But now once they said that what? Like there's not going to be any Kabbalah service today, and they kept doing, they kept the sort of at the point. The question is, what do you do from this point on? So that's when the Chacham had come to the section, make a Chacham Chacham to Yom Rishon. Right? Okay? Fine. That's after the Kippur. Right? Okay. Now, along comes the Rishon, and there's that guy, and what does he say? He says, no, we'll be the Kabbalah to call on Yom Kippur. You can lock on him. There's no more problem with Kippur. Right? But let us say now if you ask the question, what would happen if the Indian would come at a time in the day when you couldn't do the Kabbalah later? So what would be Yechon and Zakeh do in that day? What would he say? Would he say there would be no way to do the Shishma Lacha during the last minute or the last 2 minutes? You do it or not? So there, the Gemara says, he definitely has to say it tonight for the same reason that this first, in other words, the first Sakana would still be intact. The essence, the substance of the first Takana was still being done. Before there was a situation like that, there never was a Takana. So the meal up to the time when the Eden came was always Machna Sofer. It only became a Vadai after the Eden came and we said we can take them. So we know definitely that tomorrow is younger, right? So once they made that Takana, what was the Takana really? The Takana was that the Nihud Hayom, the Nihud Hayom was suffered to never be abrogated. That was the Takana. The Takana was Nihud Hayom was suffered to never be abrogated. That was the Takana. Right? It wasn't just the Takana from when the Urban didn't come in Minchasan. Now they said, okay, we're not going to cover the Urban. And now we're Zoma Hayom, but we're Shasran from Ajun. It wasn't dependent on Kabbalah, not being Kabbalah. It was Halacha that they made a Takana at that point, that Nihud Hayom Mitzvah can never be broken. Which means that Nihud Hayom Mitzvah is a Tzara Tzara. It's a nice Takana. That's what it means. So now the Gemara says, even after Rav Yechon ben Zakkai came into the picture, so you still have such a phenomenon of Nihud Hayom Mitzvah, whether it can be broken or not. Why? Because that's the Kabbalah and Kabbalah and Kibbutz. Right. But there's always a possibility that it will come when they're late and put the Kabbalah there. So then you're going to be in a situation where you know what? But tomorrow is definitely younger. And now what are you going to do with the Nihud Hayom Mitzvah tomorrow? After the Chacham said the day of first, I come already to say this place. But then it's not going to be what you're doing with the Kabbalah. That's it. You can't take the Nihud Hayom. Right? So therefore, it's always to be shot. It's always to be shot. Before the Takana originally was created, then it wouldn't be to be shot. Because then you would tell me that since such a thing never occurred, and then they made a Takana, so then you would only be suffered, that the other came all the way to the day, and the Hanami, the Malacha. But once they made a Takana, that you read on the other time, and then they called a Milo. So what did they do? We go maybe on the Gishasa. So what was the Takana? The Takana was that Nihud Hayom Mitzvah. Adnan Kutzer was Machayev and Nihud Hayom was Yamri. Right? That was the Takana. So therefore, now, even though it's different than Zakkai said to the Kabbalah and call it in Philo, but there still is the possibility of a phenomena of Nihud Hayom Adnan Kutzer, because what's the real in common time, we can't be Kabbalah and Abbas. So therefore, the Yechon ben Zakkai can never remove the original Takana that Nihud Hayom Mitzvah that requires that the Dome of Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur Rishon is really the Halacha of Vaday Yom Kippur. That's the case. Even according to the Yechon ben Zakkai, you have what? You have to do that. That's the case. That's the case. Rabba disagrees. Amar Rabba, the Takana of the Yechon ben Zakkai, they look like you said. So what is Rabba hold in this point? What is Rabba hold? What is that? Mm-hmm. But the point was this, that once they made it to Hanukkah, and now it means Hakana said, what does Hakana say to you? Hakana states that you have a situation where you know that the next day is Mitzvah, and you know the next day is Mitzvah, and you know it started up to the time, right? So you cannot have a halakha situation that tells you that you know it started from someone. And from now on, it's all. It's not difficult. So the moment you make a takana, because you're probably going to be in the mincha, what you're saying is that up to the mincha is Rosh Hashanah, and after the mincha, there's no Rosh Hashanah. That's the same takana, the same thing. And if you didn't have such a takana, so it doesn't matter. Because if you know it all the way until 9 months, you suffer. But once you make a takana, just like you're probably going to be in the mincha, so what you're telling me is, that very takana, the moment you stop Kabbalah to end it, what you're telling me is that the mitzvah is over. Right? That minute in the day that you stop Kabbalah to end it, the mitzvah is over. So you can't have a halachic phenomenon like that that brings to a close the Kedushas Hayom at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Can you do it? You see? However, if you say that when the Kabbalah is even or they're wrong, there is no halachic phenomenon which says that the Kedushas Hayom comes to a close in the middle of the day. There's no halachic phenomenon like that. The Kabbalah is never alone. Ah, you have a case. And you see if they have a picture that sometimes something can happen when they know before. Yeah, so that's just my case. So you can do a lot. Nothing wrong. But they have a picture that the notion of like, this happens whenever it happens. And when that happens, you know, it's been a lot of lessons, it's been a lot of no problem. But if you, but when you make a takkan, so you sit in the cabin agents after a certain time, what you're telling me is that in the halachic structure is telling me that a Kedush Sayyam, because that's what you're saying, that a Kedush Sayyam is over in the middle of the day. It means not that it's over in the middle of the day. Think of something. The fact that you can have a situation where you are no age, where you are no age until a certain point, and then you stop being no age, that doesn't matter. It can happen, you know, all kinds of things can happen. Most of those things, or something like that could happen. And then you come on in for a little few minutes to get them off, you're right. I don't care, well, let them do more, who cares? Right? Exactly, it wasn't a thing, it's everything that happened to Kedah, it was fine. But you can't have a halachic legislation which says that a Kedushas Hayom is terminated in the middle of the day. See? That's what Rabbah said. That's the Machlokes. That's what Rabbah said. And what did Rabbah say? Rabbah said that the very Takana, once that the very Takana saying that a new Yom Tov Rishon cannot be terminated, it means that when the moment they made the Takana, and they made it Takana to the government of Bishasa, what they said was that New York Shalom position can never be terminated. That's the Takana. If the Takana is New York position can never be terminated, so then take the space where they even come late and don't have time for the Tabel, and also, to bring out Bishasa. And the Hoykus to bring an album is in love with him. What was the reason of Takana? What was the reason of Takana that Mio Chayyam position could never be terminated? And that's why the moment they had been a Mincha or Maila, they had to say that Yom would be Shasso. If that's the case, then take the Sechah Tinsa also after Yom would be Shasso. Or no. Or the halacha was the moment they were mistaken that in the Kabbalah, in this Acha Mincha, then they were struck with a problem. Because that very Takana says that you finish Kiddush Hayom at 2 o'clock, which is impossible. So therefore, they have to say that it's suspended, that the Kiddush goes on and make the whole Takana. But once you metabolize the Hayom Tzilah, now you have no Takana like that. So then in the Hechah Tinsa, you'll be able to do more. That's the Machlokes. That's the Machlokes in Rabbah and Rabbah. That's the Machlokes in Rabbah and Rabbah. So according to Rabbi, it's most of the Shifra, most of the Shifra does Rabban. But at Takan, I think there's most of the Shifra. Takan itself is being formulated in a way that the Pisha Yom is in the middle of the Shifra. Okay. So we have to say the Lashon and Rashi is last doctrine, based on the Emerald and the Islamic Passion and Allah. The last is the stuff that maybe we didn't come up with. We don't have to even come up with it. Once the Takana was not instructed, we know that today is definitely not instructed, today is the whole. So that's for sure. We don't really need the actuality of it. Okay. We have a few separate places, right? And that case is there. Rahash, now the rest of the places, nobody knows what's got going on. Mashur and Aram, and this is a whole different thing. So they changed the gift. And Aram changed the gift. They were going to say, the form of that next year. All right? He says, "Ask the dasif lach." So we'll take it away from my family. That makes sense. Ask the dasif lach. Only you can bring such a form and borrow it. Because now you can buy something tomorrow, but if they do not speak to you, to bless. And he says, "If the lady came, if you can, there wasn't enough time in the day. Still, the fact was that there was that we have the shachas, right?" Cases in it. Point is also, it's not just at the end of time. It's really every time you have the first day, you get to a point where you're getting the cover of the others. And now you know for sure it's going to be your alcohol. Now you know for sure. So therefore, you see that it's that the second day is, and then we're going to do that. So that if the second day is done, the first day is going to look up. Okay, that's it. Now, in the Kabbalah Kamiyash, the Rashi is, we have to take it, we need to find a path. Actually, the Rashi is, who is rock? The Doris in Lobo. But the rock says, even if you haven't got the murder for them, don't you know? There was. So remember the rock from Lobo, even if it isn't the other guy, the murder for the don't come to you, don't know the first day, and that's 2 days. Yeah, but the cash was, it's not my perfect. Right? This is what's Lama in Lobo Clock. The only solution, the cash will contain. Are you saying that we need more than cafe? Okay, Teresa. Meanwhile, no, they're different in Zaka to be total for them. They're not going to be to Aha. When they're in Zanga Aha for the young place, it's going to run into my total for them. I'm going to be there. According to this chat, if you even don't come to Mircha for an Achorim, see what happens. That was in the time before, for Mircha and Makkah, because that's the kind of thing. But also, if you did not come, and you kept this what Pesach is saying. Yeah, Pesach is saying that already. That all Pesach is extending. He's saying, yeah, according to this chat in Facebook, what he's saying is that the original Takana was that whenever you know him, that there is no such thing as a new result. Okay? But there is no, that's really it. Remember the two definitions of this? Definition of Rabba and definition of Rabba. Okay? Definition of Rabba was, or Rabba's definition was, well, Rabba's definition was, you can't tell me that you're not. So therefore, you're close to Rabba, at the end of the day. But you can't tell me that you're not. Rabba's definition was, and nothing means Allah can't tell me that you're not. This was Allah, you can't make a takana, which was what? You can't make a takana, which was terminated to be Sayyam, the answer. And according to Rabba, a Kedusha Yom can't terminate him. Right? Now he's going one further step in the definition. What he's saying is not just that a Kedusha Yom can't terminate the answer, but he's saying the queen of a Kedusha Yom would suffer in the first step. The queen of a Kedusha, that was the Takana. The Takana was he cannot have a Kedusha Yom and suffer on the first step. Okay? He's doing it. You knew that? In other words, it's not that they said you can't terminate the day, suffer from the Shrayon, the Antayon, it cannot be coming at 4 o'clock. But what they said was, the sooner he needed to suffer. So therefore, if you're not going to be in the Kabbalah, if you're not going to be in the Kabbalah, you must be Yom HaYom with the Shasa. But they established Yom Lama as a Vada. Okay? So that's what that's the last way around. So it says, therefore, in the end of the extension of this other rest, Ash the dust, well, he's not even that this far. That means for the what? That the Tachana was not simply a Tachana, it's been that not the Kabbalah of Arabian, so we have to go into the Shasa. That Tachana was really more universal. It can't come that it can be on the answer. This would apply to Tachana phenomena also if you have your family in the Kabbalah of Arabian. But then you went to further. You can say the Tachana was even more universal. I think that the first day is not a unique suffix. It's not a question of that, but you actually have to know in the first day. This is the Vada. And then it's different. And if that's the case, so then in before Bechon and Zakai went back to the original, but in front of the Beit HaMikdash, right? Then they had a kabbalah. So if even didn't come the first day, it wasn't a unique suffix anymore. It was a need to tell us Vagai. Right? So whenever you had Yom Kippur, you had a first day to tell us Vagai. That's the case. Why can't you come there then? Not because he just can't come there then, but because they never did it with his Vaday. Vaday can't come there then for him. So that's the case. So even before the, when the Vaday was just Kayan, the Vaday never came in the first day. So it wasn't that they were good. Even before the Takana, no. Even before the Takana. So the original Takana before was when the made the Takana that the Doma wanted to be what was the Takana really? It wasn't the Takana that the Doma wanted my, you can't tell me this one then. The Takana was what? Takana was that it's not the suffix. That's why you have to terminate the division. That's because even La'achachod, and they never knew that original Takana was there was the original Takana. So therefore, even though Bechon and Zakai was accepting the Eden, after Mincha, but let's say the Eden didn't show up, right? Let's say the Eden didn't show up. So then what kind of day would it be? The first day wouldn't be a new Mincha anymore, but they obliterated the whole idea of the Eden Mincha. They removed it. They removed the whole halacha of Yudin Safek. They made it Yudin Vadai. That's why they were done by Yom B'Shasa. That's what they said. Very good. Hashra Asrachis. This is an answer. First, universally, can't come make this one day. Then, it goes one step further. Because why did they say it can't come make this one day? Because they made him to a rabbi. The father of Rabban. That's the case. So before the Chorban, there wasn't a time suffix. That's what they said. Even before the Chorban, there wasn't a time suffix. Why wasn't the time suffix? Because in time suffix, then they would have stopped after they found out. And you see, after they found out, they wouldn't stop. So what they do, they shame rabbi. Once they did the first day of Shem Vadai, so then even though Bechon and Zakai says it's in the Kabbalah of Eden, but if they in fact do not come, if they in fact do not come and you annoy the whole day, you are annoyed the suffering of the day. But if they in fact don't come and you annoy the whole day because they were the suffering at the first day of Shem Vadai, and that will remain even after the Chorban. You understand? That's basic. There was no reason for Bechon and Zakai to change the fact that there is no Shoshim. This is the Tarifada. Why should you change? If they didn't come, tell them Tarifada. They didn't don't come. If Takana wasn't bothered, why should you tell Takana? Whatever you tell them, it's not going to Takana. That doesn't make any difference. They think it's so. Right. It was really started because of suffering. Back to power. Then the Takana said, this suffering is no good. It's really terrible. But what happens is in the middle of the day, when people know there's no one else, so make a Takana. There's no question, we're always going to get this in the fifth. The Masi has got to change her body to the Jack. That's the Gemara and that's the Dalai Lama Bay. The Gemara says, Itma. I told him, Itma, Shneyam Pelisha Gorgis Rahum, I know the Bezem of Paris was there. Ravasiam, I know the Bezem of Sura was there. Rain of the Sarasik, Vishaka, saying, the thing is not going to do it. What does it mean? Vishaka. Ravasi, not the new fellow Havre, said, no, he's not Ravasi, he's the Sakura, all the other things, all of them. All right? And then you must have been Amar Vazir, Kavasi Ravasi, the Stavra, makes sense to say the last. Why? Go, if you have to see the Yaka, because you say Amar. What do you want to say? You want to say if it was in Tom Sophie? So now that we don't care to give it to Yaki, so then we shouldn't do it anymore. Right? So we have, so the CTC do do it. So what does that show you? It shows you what's the Kamas Kachonim, the nation of the Talents of Goys, the Talents of Anai. So the whole city, the only thing I say is no, show from the time you go, and maybe I'm telling you different, then it comes, you say it's over, you're telling you different from Tom Sophie. No, the more is a question of what the mood is. The mood is not covered in it. We can't bother. I've asked you always this man's answer to always brother. But in this thing, you can say that it's here from me. She's missed it. The B'nai Yeti Shur also has to make two of them. I think about it. Well, this is a question of the number of our because we're going to talk about the other Beit HaSur, and we're going to show you know the B'nai Yeti Shur, and the Chai of the Ramad, and the Shem Tam Shur Hashem. He says, and then Shur Bama says, Ein Lai Shum Raya, with the B'nai Rabba. Al Masha Kasa. It makes sense. I mean, the Balmor says this power station in the Assyria. In other words, the women they keep infiltrated and especially women would come on the first day. Now you have the canvas and women came the first day. If they didn't came in the first day, so you know, so Bnei Chosroth have to keep there too, and it's Bnei Chachas because maybe the Bnei Chosroth, maybe the women, maybe the second day, right? But in the Chosroth itself, we really know for sure what day is, but it's just like the in the first day. The in the first day, so it's one day Russian. I was the bottom more is like no straight. Russian is basically no different than any other country. The only difference would be with regard to the chutzpah, if it was the second day, it was the first day, they should make sure over the middle. So that's all. That's the only thing. It's out of print. I mean, how did it happen to Germany? Rabban saying that the machlokes between the yid and the ben Ephraim is a question of that. Question is, let's just consider the example of the mincha, right? Now, what happens? Now, the first day service and the second day service, right? And Rabban says that you have to ask a few other questions. Why is the boy about this service? Are both days service in the family? It means to say that maybe, in other words, the first day was Kodesh, we don't know the first day to be Kodesh. That's one day for this. That's Rosh Hashanah and Rabbanah. Then you have the next day also, which is Rosh Hashanah and Rabbanah. So you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But there's 2 independent days. When you say, in other words, it's Rosh Hashanah and Rabbanah and Rosh Hashanah and Rabbanah. 2 separate days. Okay? In other words, the reason why I keep it is always because, why do I, I'm in the first time of Rosh Hashanah, so why do I keep it to the Sukkot? First day, I keep the Rosh Hashanah and Rabbanah. Right? Second day, why do I keep the second day? Because, and that's why it was the second day. Then the event was the second day, the first day was the problem, the first day was the Rashan Rabban. You see? That's one way to learn. If I learn that way, so then there's no doubt about it, but then you follow more of that. Okay? So one way to learn is to be more successful, because there wasn't so much. There was not much up. But there's another way to learn. Another way to learn was like this. Not that it was tested because of suffering, but since they had to keep those 2 days, since they always had to keep those 2 days, so they made a new tachana, and made a tachana of one entity of Kedusha Achas. And then they created an entity of Shnei Yom Tov until Rosh Hashanah, the Kedusha, and it went to the new entity. It's not the question is why they kept the Kedusha. Did they keep the Kedusha because they were sick of what happened in Israel? And therefore, Beit Shmuel doesn't bazaar service anyways, but it still underlines that as a suffix, whether it's the first day, whether it's the second day, plus the first day. Right? Or no, they created a new Allah. Truth in fact, the new is up to be 2 days of Chutz La'aretz, and all of the Chutz La'aretz is concerned, it's Kedusha Achas. So they created an entity of Kedusha Achas, of Shmuel, and Tov, and Rosh Hashanah. That's what they created. They didn't leave it. They removed the cause. The cause was really suffering. They removed the cause and they created a new takana. Takana was that Rosh Hashanah is a new tradition. One extended tradition. 2 days that have one extended tradition. Alright? So what did I find to what? The law of formulation follows a lot of phenomena. Now look at the law of phenomena is one. So the formulation was it's Kedusha Achas, not Takana, Kedusha Achas, Rosh Hashanah. Okay? That's the way that's the problem. You see there's even a question. So what the Ramban says is, if you say it's Kedusha Achas, then made a takana of Kedusha Achas. There was more of it. In other words, there's a minute of Kutzwah. Kutzwah is a minute of Shalom and Tom. It's all been like, I haven't knocked myself it. Right? That's Kutzwah. Now, since that halacha is in Kutzwah, that will apply always. So Rosh Hashanah will have its own phenomenon. The only thing is that they should know what's going to be a service. I've always been basically the same phenomenon. That's what I've been applying to mind. Now, what I've been applying to the fact that the Bad also, outside of the Bad, they also kept the, Shemian Tavim Shafir. So an opportunity should also have it over there outside of that. That they held is no such thing. But the only thing that they were macabre, the minute of a change of the day they were macabre, was only in the Kutzwah. It was only for Kutzwah. That was the only minute of a change of the day they were macabre. They never macabre when I saw outside of the Muslim Affair. The minute that they could keep that. That's the status of things they never were. So therefore, the only thing that's binding is the minute of a change of the day in regard to Kutzwah. That's shalchul etamim. They've been told that they have to keep the mitzvah of setting up this bar. So that's the answer of binding. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah gets included because of the fact that it's also the same thing that we're saying again as you have with the regular yotzim. But it's a shalom if it was a halachic meaning that they have to keep outside of Beit Avad. There's not a lot like that. It's not being a certain yotzim. We have to keep outside the Avad. So that's a simple reason. Because what was all Shasha is in the Rosh Hashanah there, right? And that when you know, which says when you follow the calendar, when you know, which says status, rather than the one that's taken the other. But with the God of Natural Shroud, they never made the natural, never made the Sakana. Why don't they get the minutes that maybe we'll have the mistress to come back? And there's no halacha like that. Wait a second, and then why? Because maybe that doesn't make the mistress. And then you won't know which day you'll be satisfied. There's no such thing like that. The Nehat Shor is not such thing. No Takana Nehat Shor like that. The only Takana is Chutzlar. Zohar means definitely doesn't Chutzlar. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah gets included on the Chutzlar. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, the way you learn. It's a suffering. But what the Ramban says is no. He says that in the honor of Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't simply Machmasa. But it was a bad takana that they were misfacing, and that's what makes them having to make the shaha. And that's the case the takana was in all of Eretz Yisrael, except for the Makom Avad. But it was a takana actually. And the takana existed in all of Eretz Yisrael. Takana is not in the Bible takana. But once it's a takana, the calendar doesn't help you anymore. As a matter of fact, the Ramban says, the right thing tomorrow. But the Gemara was just like before, and that's all in bed. The Gemara says, Avasi, how do you get a regular, that even a regular two-day number? Standing on the sense of Goyim is Kudushah, right? And the Gemara says, Kavasi, the Avasi, and Stavra. Why? Because Hashti is the Abin of the Kudushah, and we still keep two-day number. That was before the Gemara comes from the Gemara comes from the Gemara. Before the Gemara comes from the Gemara comes from the Gemara comes from the Before the Gemara says, Mustavra, the Avasi. Why? Because once it was a takkan already, you can't even follow it. The calendar's not going to help you. So what the Ramban says is like this, that since Rosh Hashanah was a takkan of Kedusha Achas, it was a special takkan of Kedusha Achas in all of Eretz Yisrael and in all over the world, actually, except for the Beit Avad, it was a takkan. We can't even follow a takkan anymore. So therefore, all of Eretz Yisrael has to keep it, and all of the Chutzlar has to keep it.
Right.
But Rabbeinu Ephraim, there was never a takkan of Kedusha Achas. Right? So what happened actually? So what happened was, it was all machmasafe. So when they said, he's all the minig of sechem and rebechem for the b'nei chutzlots, so that same minig of sechem and rebechem for the b'nei chutzlots is machayev and keeping us channel also shnei yomim. But now it's a shalom was never a, since it was never a takonim, and the minig of sechem and rebechem is only with regard to chutzlots, so now that we're not creating yachad, there's no reason in that shalom to keep today. But if you know my business, it was an act of Takana to the Shahakas, so Takana existed all over the Indian Takana, now it's Israel, all over, except the base of Ad. Now the Takana is still in existence, there's no more base of Ad, so everywhere you have to do it in the Israel. Right? But if it wasn't Takana going Machmas Safe, but there was no Takana, and now the only thing that's left is when they got a second Rebekah and Hutwar. And that same stuff is going to be Machayev and Rosh Hashanah, just like Machayev and the other ones, I know them to be based on all the WSOs in Russia. In Eretz Yisrael, there was never shelter, there was never any minute that shelter was tired, they said in Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep them together, seven, 11, why? You'll know that sometimes in Beit Mishra, in Beit Mishra, they'll come back, so they'll have to, so of course, we'll have to keep 2 days in them, then we'll have to keep 2 days in seven, but there's never a Kapana, there's never a minute that I send you a day to keep them where it was in Eretz Yisrael, it's only a quick for us to go a couple minutes. So they call Eretz Yisrael now that in the past, now that in the past is going to the calendar, so there's no more suffix. So B'nai Yisrael won't have to keep it. No one will have to keep it. It's B'nai Chutzlar. That's a B'nai Yisrael. That's a B'nai Yisrael. That's a B'nai Yisrael. So this mantra of the fact that you have a cool and awesome shnei yom and chutz from Makom Avad. So that's why it says, and it was all, or you told some awesome the Kedusha Achas. Shema Boi Yom HaMaila. See? Array, he says, Nimtzah Takonizu Shehutra Alei and Lasa Shnei Yomim B'Rosh Hashanah Mukhzetes B'Yodam B'Dusha Achas. We emphasize that Allah of Dusha Achas. What does it mean? It means to say that once there was a Takonah in Eretz Yisrael, There was only one place that was exempt from the Takan.
Beis
Avad. But it was an actual Takan of Kol Olam Kulo. There's no more Beis Avad. So the whole world is in the Takan. And so the Jews were asked for the Mar. The Vasa were asking the Stavra, because Hashem, the Avinu, the Kiyah, the Yachah, we still have 2 days Yom. So what does that prove? That proves two things. They wanted the Takan. That's what the Mar means. The Stavra, why does one Takan and not a Yom? There's not there anymore. But even if you want to say you could have split it, but he didn't want to split it anyway because of the fact that Shir Bar Bechin is Meir Amina. Why is he saying Shir Bar Bechin is Meir Amina? That's not him. But the thing is that he now has a Takana. Exactly. He said that the Takana that is good, but the Bechin shouldn't be rebuilt. You know? Takana was certainly clear that he was nominated and Bechin shouldn't be rebuilt. So that's why it's got the very same structure of Kedusha Achas. We've been recording with it, not the rest of it. Okay. The Naman of Lacha Mincha Nebeis Havar is really the source for the whole Kedusha Achas, we call it Kedusha Yisrael, the whole Zman is Man. Actually, we have to posit in Rashi that Kedusha Achas is not a half of the front, it's open from the Suffolk, but the Kedusha Achas was in fact a intentionally structured entity of one bishop. All of them, that's done. All of them. So 2 days the base of our Kedusha Achas and he came in the Mincha Lamar. Why did they do it that way? Because it wasn't that they were Goma Hayom with the bishop. Couldn't be this Goma Hayom with the bishop. He found out my teacher, he was confused by the bishop. We think, why is this thing called a bishop? Has no bishop. What they said was that the Kedusha Rosh Hashanah was extended to the day before. It was Am Shachar, Am Mamshach, the Kedusha Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Hashanah, the second day, Am Mamshach to the previous day. And so it was really the halacha of the Kedusha Achas, of one entity and one substance of Kedusha. And that's why in the fifth law, they were always known as the one substance of Kedusha, one entity of Kedusha. And in other words, in the Bar, they don't even have the phenomenon of Kedusha Achas when they're intended in the Haramala. But in Dallas, they never could know when or where they were going to be. So they made a definite Kedusha Achas always, constantly. No, before they had the Takana in the Haramala, then you can put that out of Dallas, whether it was the first day or whether it was the second day. But then, when they made the phenomenon of Haramala, not a question of whether it was the Haramala phenomenon. Mincha Lamala phenomena is the second day meant the Mincha Lamala phenomena. It's a factor. The second day had a Mincha Lamala phenomena. The second day didn't have a full rest of another. That's it. So therefore, they instituted Kedusha Achas universally all over. That's number. And then Rambam follows the whole idea why we're dealing with that wasn't about follows from the fact of Kedusha Achas. But once it was a takana, the whole Kedusha Achas was done this way. And now, this was only a suffix, so then it would naturally occur that when the Yochanan and Tachal undoes the phenomenon that's the cause of the suffix, the whole suffix should fall apart. You know what I mean? The nature of the whole thing should fall apart. It was just the result, but it was an intentional takana all over. You see? Now the question is if Yochanan is going to undo it. No, he can't undo it. Because if you're going to undo it, you're going to have to come back to the whole system. So you're going to undo it. I don't think this. More and more. That's coming to your first day. That's not it.